Mama. Welcome to the Work at Home Boss Mama podcast. I'm your host, Sabre Gilbert, self-made mompreneur and virtual assistant. I can't wait to answer your questions and get you going on your journey to becoming a work at home boss mama. Let's get started. Hey, mamas. So I thought I would give a little update on all the things because I've now had little over a year and a half of working as a mother of two, which I will say has been a lot more challenging than I expected it to be. Mostly just the fact that my youngest just started sleeping. Like, we're 20 months in a few days and we're just starting to semi-regularly sleep through the night. And when she doesn't sleep through the night, it's usually more than once that she's still waking up. And that's just been really rough. So it's made me have to make a lot of changes this year. And I just figured that I would share those with you so that you understood that it's okay to make changes to make your business work around your life. Because I know sometimes I've felt really bad about the changes that I've had to make, but mostly just because I felt like I wasn't doing enough in like either realm of anything, either in my business or at home. I just felt like I was constantly falling behind in both of them or either of them in different parts. If I felt like I was really killing it in one part, like something else just always felt like it was falling apart. And I feel like that's just gonna happen sometimes. We're not perfect people and there's no way you're gonna keep everything perfectly balanced every single season of life. Now, will I possibly make more changes and make my business a higher priority in the future? Probably. But right now, I honestly need to pull back a lot. I've already done that with my virtual assistant clients. I'm actually down to only having two, where this time last year, I had like five or more. I forget exactly how many, but it's definitely been a huge switch to go from filling in all the time, and I had subcontractors working for me, and we had a nanny, and I was just, even just coming back from having a baby, was constantly busy with client work, while also trying to lift off this podcast and do different things with that. But I've pulled back on my VA business a lot. I currently just only have two clients, and one is only even social media based. So I literally just go in once a month, write everything, schedule everything, and send her out the door. Kind of. We still chat all the time because she's just in a business that I'm super passionate about. So we have fun chatting and planning future posts months in advance. And then, of course, Molly. Had to stick with Molly. So her and I still work together a lot. But even that's pulled back quite a bit. I think this time last year, I was filling in 40 hours a month for her. And right now, we're down to 25. And that honestly might even be changing to less. It just kind of matters how things keep flowing in the next couple of months. Definitely just working on listening to how I'm really feeling about my business and everything and how to balance that. We're heading into a more time-intensive time in my kiddos' lives as I've got both a current preschooler who we're homeschooling, which I know I've talked about a few times, and we have an episode with a lovely guest about that. And then also into toddlerhood with my youngest. She is currently 1.5 and absolutely crazy. So even though if she does sleep all the way through the night, we are exhausted by the end of the day because she's constantly running and getting in trouble. And we honestly just had a broken arm, our first ever broken bone, with my youngest because she's absolutely nuts. So I've kind of just had to accept that they need me more in this time than I need my business, which is kind of hard because I also feel like your business becomes another baby of yours. And so telling the people in your business or telling yourself that it's okay to move away from your business in the time can be extremely hard. It's not something I'll admit that I've enjoyed doing. It is kind of nice to just spend time with my kids some days, but still, it's a little rough on, I don't know, I take a lot of pride in my business, so the idea of putting it down quite a bit can be really, really hard. With putting my business kind of down in a way, there is going to be a pause in podcast episodes coming soon. There's still going to be 4 more after this episode. I do not have dates for you because honestly, as I am even recording this podcast episode, I am about, I don't know, 7, maybe more podcast episodes behind even putting them out in public for you. So that's quite fun, honestly, and that's just another reason why the podcast is taking a break, so I can kind of catch up without feeling a ton of pressure. Obviously, I'm going to be keeping the social media going, so you can still find me on Instagram. If you have any questions, any needs, I will still be there giving out the information when I can and doing all that. Just recording is going down in priority for the moment, just because recording takes a lot more, not even necessarily the recording part. I kind of have to be in the right mood for recording. So that takes a special kind of energy. And then just actually making sure all the episodes are out. There is a lot that goes into putting podcast episodes out. And if you want to be a podcast episode VA, like, message me. I've got a nice checklist for you. But there, it's quite detailed and in-depth. There's lots of things to do. And honestly, I haven't even been good at doing all of them. So another priority that I'm putting is actually just actually prioritizing Pinterest for once, which is something that honestly got put to the side a long time ago and needs to be brought back out. But that's a whole nother story. But I just wanted to definitely give you guys a heads up on kind of what's going. I know I've been kind of spotty in when podcast episodes even actually do release. So just so you weren't waiting for more podcast episodes. As I said, there's only going to be 4 more after this. I think that's going to get me up to 56 current podcast episodes. And then I'm going to be taking a nice long break. At this moment, I'll be 100% honest, I don't know if the podcast is coming back. It just kind of depends on if I feel like there's more content that really needs to be said and put out there, or how things go along with my, in just life in general. Maybe if things slow down at home and don't feel as crazy, it will feel better to come back here and do more things. But just for the time being, I'd rather put priority on clients or those wanting for me to directly coach them versus the podcast. So I hope you guys all understand. I have absolutely loved every review, every message that I've gotten of people telling me how thankful they are that this podcast exists. I do truly love it, and I do love all you listeners. I just have to make different priorities right now. If you do have any last minute questions or anything you do think would make an amazing podcast episode, definitely send them to me over on Instagram, because if I do get enough, honestly, I might come back a little sooner, but as I said, we'll kind of see where priorities go. But I just wanted to keep you guys all updated on how things are going, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to share your progress and tag the Work at Home Boss Mama on Instagram so that I can cheer you on. Make sure to never miss a single episode by hitting subscribe below.